This is Dr. Ali, ALI dictating a history physical, patient name Water, W-A-T-T-E-R-S, Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-A, Virginia, Water, Virginia, date of birth 3/24/1950, place Franklin Wood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 11/5/2023. History of present illness, this is a 73-year-old female with a past medical history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, AFib, interstitial lung disease, sarcoidosis, chronic hypoxemic and hypercapnic respiratory failure on oxygen, obstructive sleep apnea, and she's on 2 liters of oxygen at home. She presented to MedStar Franklin Care Hospital. She was complaining of shortness of breath at rest. She was going to the bathroom, fell down. Neighbor called the ambulance and the patient was brought to the emergency department. She was found to be desaturating to 75% and found to have increased work of breathing. She was started on BiPAP, DONF treatment, IV salomedrol. Patient was managed and started to have some improvements, chest X-ray finding, bilateral pleural effusion, 1+ pitting edema, both leg edema noted. Patient has suspicion for heart failure, mild elevated of B natriuretic peptide, therefore she was given Lasix. Echo done showed ejection fraction of 50% to 55%. CT scan showed ground glass opacities. Maybe infection, maybe aspiration, or chronic parenchyma change of sarcoid. Because of acute and chronic hypoxemic respiratory failure, bilateral pleural effusion, sarcoidosis, COPD, with multiple medical problem, patient was admitted. She was managed, oxygen, BiPAP, titration done. Patient CT scan did show new ground, dependent ground glass opacities, consolidation, superimposed, trace, bilateral pleural effusion. She does have chronic pulmonary hypertension. Patient was given diuretics because of fluid overload and pleural effusion. And BiPAP was given. She was also known to have left diaphragmatic paralysis. Patient has unwitnessed fall at home, no loss of consciousness, CT, no bleed, AFib, chronic, not an anticoagulation because of fall risk, anemia, mild leukopenia, thrombocytopenia improved. After stabilization, PTOT done, and patient was sent to the Franklin Wood Genesis Nursing Home for physical therapy and rehab. Today when I saw the patient, she is sitting in the chair, oxygen is on, she denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, no cough. Past medical history, as I mentioned, sarcoidosis, next line, interstitial lung disease, next line, obstructive sleep apnea, next line, AFib, not an anticoagulation due to fall risk, next in hyperlipidemia, next in coronary artery disease, next in hypertension. Reverse system, headache, dizziness, pulmonary, mild, shortness of breath, cardiac, no palpitation, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no urinary paradipsia, no heat or cold tolerance, physical exam, patient awake, alert, oriented M3, blood pressure 98 over 60, pulse 76, temperature 97.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 20 per minute, and pulse ox 95%. Had rhythm anomaly, cardiogenic cataract, no ear and nasal discharge, pupil reactive, throat clear, no exudate, neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs decreased, breath from the bases, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, not and bars from positive, and no rebound, no rigidity, extremities, no edema, no cough tenderness, neuro patient is awake and alert, oriented M3. Psychiatry patients are quiet, cooperative and in a good mood. Medications upon discharge. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puff, Q4 hour PRN. Aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 80 mg daily, Bupropion 75 mg daily, vitamin D 1000 units daily, Fluticasone/Salmeterol 250/50, 1 puff BID, 4K7 mg daily, Exkizumab, IXEKIZU, Exkizumab, MAB, IXEKIZUMAB, Exkizumab, auto injector 80 mg per ml, the duration to be verified from the hospital. They have listed their medication, but not the duration and the frequency. That will be verified. Multi-glucose 10 mg daily, multivitamin daily, omega-3 fatty acid daily, pentoxifilene, P-E-N-T-O-X-I-F-Y-L-L-A, pentoxifilene, 400 mg tablet, 3 times a day. Reverse system, headache, dizziness, pulmonary mild shortness of breath, cardiac, no chest pain, palpitation, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain. Assessment, patient is admitted to the sub-acute rehab with deconditioning with multiple medical problems, recent acute and chronic, hypoxic, hypercapnic, respiratory failure, next line bilateral pleural failure, next line is chronic sarcoidosis, next in moderate COPD, dependent on oxygen, home, 2 liter. Next line, elevated left hemidiaphragm. Next line, basilar bilateral opacities in the lungs. Next line, chronic pulmonary hypertension. Next line, fall at home with ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, chronic AFib. Next line, anemia. Next and failure to thrive. Next and plan of care will continue all her current medications. Medication reviewed. Follow-up CBC CMP. And extensive PTOT rehab and further management of a patient condition. This identification case are discussed with nursing staff. Also with the patient, all her questions were answered. Code status discussed with the patient. Patient wants to be full code. Patient wants to be transferred to the hospital if the hospital level need of care. Next line, Mechanical intubation, ventilator support, yes. Blood transfusion, yes. Antibiotic, yes. Hydration, artificial hydration and GT feeding, yes. Dialysis, yes. New MOS form was signed by me and placed in the chart. All the patient questions were answered. Thank you.